Welcome to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and I'm going to read Psalm 39 this morning. It's a morning with a lot of sunshine and no snow falling from the sky. Psalm 39. I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace, even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. My heart was hot within me. While I was musing, the fire kindled. Then spoke I with my tongue, Lord, make me to know mine end, and the measure of my days, what it is. Let me to know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as a handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Surely every man at his best estate is altogether vanity. Surely every man walketh in a vain show. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He heaps up riches and knows not who shall gather them. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Make me not the reproach of the foolish. I was dumb. I opened not my mouth because thou didst it. Remove thy stroke away from me. I am consumed by the blow of thine hand. When thou with rebukes dost correct man for iniquity, thou makest his beauty to consume away like a moth. Surely every man is vanity. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with thee, a sojourner, as all my fathers were. O spare me, that I may recover strength before I go hence and be no more. David takes a moment here to sit quietly, and it is in the face, it seems, of the anxieties and troubles created by those who are around him. It's a similar idea to what we read in Psalm 38. But he takes the time to sit quietly, which can sometimes be a dangerous or scary thing to do. When we sit quietly and think about what we've done or what we've failed to do, we may not like what we find. There's that modern meme, that great joke, the brain that says, oh, you can't sleep tonight? Let's think about that one thing you did, that one thing you said 15 years ago. And we know that feeling. We're sleepless and we are troubled thinking about something we did or said. The reality is if we don't deal with it, if we don't address it and try to correct it or move forward past that, that thing, that trouble, that failure, it continues to come back, it mounts, it haunts us. So David here, he addresses this. I think that that's what this psalm, a part of the psalm is about, that he addresses these things with God, the things that he lacks, he failed, his weaknesses, what makes him upset. His realization of how empty and vain he is, like everyone else, makes me think of Jesus and the Beatitudes talking about the poor in spirit. He addresses these things, and he addresses them with God. He says in verse 7, my hope is in thee, but he also says in verse 10, remove thy stroke from me. There is the sense of Jesus, take the wheel, take control, take over my whole life. In which I'm afraid that people might say that in the sense of letting go of all responsibility. Because part of it is that we have guilty feelings because we failed a standard, and we need to go to the one who wrote the standard and have that addressed with him. Everyone feels this guilt or anxiety. It's a world phenomenon. And both the hyper-religious and the anti-religious are going to have that guilt feeling and that anxiety about something that's done, something that happened in life. We need to speak to God about that guilt and that anxiety. The question is, will it help? Will he help? Let's read Psalm 39 again. I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace, even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. My heart was hot within me. While I was musing, the fire kindled. Then spoke I with my tongue, Lord, make me to know mine end, and the measure of my days, what it is. Let me know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as handbreadths, and mine ages as nothing before thee. Surely every man at his best estate is altogether vanity. Surely every man walks in a vain show. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He heaps up riches, and knows not who shall gather them. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Make me not the reproach of the wicked, of the foolish. I was dumb, I opened not my mouth, because thou didst it. Remove thy stroke away from me. I am consumed by the blow of thine hand. When thou with rebukes dost correct man for iniquity, thou makest his beauty to consume away like a moth. Surely every man is vanity. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with thee, a sojourner as all my fathers were. O spare me, that I may recover strength before I go hence and be no more. When we realize that so often our efforts and our attempts reveal how frail and vain we are, it is good to remember that we are mere sojourners here anyways. And as weak children needing help, we need to reach out to a father who will. Well, thanks for listening in, and I'll talk with you tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.